Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Ricardo Minguez, you can call me Rido, and I'm a PM in the Visual Studio team, working to creating tools for Windows.
Hi, my name is Karan Nandwani, and I'm a program manager with VS Tools for Windows, and I also work on the NuGet team. Today, we're going to look at how to build cloud-connected .NET apps using Visual Studio 2017. We'll start by taking a look at what is .NET Standard, and then we'll jump right into the demo, which is an end-to-end solution that shows you how you can share your code across multiple components, including IoT, web, desktop, as well as cloud development.
Great, so let's start with .NET and what we mean by the unified platform. So .NET started as a framework built in Windows, where you can use Visual Studio that run on Windows to create a Windows app. But .NET has evolved, and now we have .NET Core, that is another flavor of .NET that will allow you to run your applications in other places like Linux or macOS, or also in the universal Windows platform, that it's the platform that we are going to use today. But you can also run your .NET code in another devices like Android or iOS using Xamarin. And it's not only different platforms and one framework. We also provide a solution where you can share your skill sets, your code, and your binaries, and that's called the .NET Standard Library.
So the challenge here is, how do you share your code and binaries across all of these platforms? This is exactly where .NET Standard comes in. .NET Standard is a standard set of APIs that need to be available in all the .NET frameworks that opt to support it. So in the past, what you would have to do is you would have to remember which APIs work with which platforms and what versions, and then you would have to author your library to target those specific versions of the platform. But with .NET Standard, you can target just .NET Standard, and all the platforms that support to work with that choose to work with it will just work with your library. Think about .NET Standard to platforms as you would with HTML to browsers. So browsers choose to support the HTML standard. Similarly, .NET platforms opt in to support a specific version of the .NET standard. Now let's jump into the demo. So recently a friend came to me and they said they want to open up a coffee shop in Seattle. How original, right? And they wanted to, like any new business owner, they wanted to minimize their risks and at the same time increase their chances of success. And to do that, they wanted to use data. They wanted to be data-driven to make decisions about the business. So let's look at the solution that we came up with for them in action. So what we have here is an IR beam sensor that's connected to an IoT device. And what that does is that when a user enters the store or leaves the store, the sensor beam is cut and the IoT sends a message to the cloud. And the cloud then sends a message to your UWP app, which is running on desktop. Let's look at the UWP app running on the desktop right now. So right now, the number of people in the store is at 1. I'm going to simulate somebody entering the store by cutting the IR beam with my hand, like right now. And you should soon see a notification on the desktop, and also the number of people that are in the store went up by 1. So this, let's say you're at the back of the store and somebody enters the store, and you're the only one who is manning the store right now. You would get a notification on your Windows phone or your desktop that somebody's entered the store. And at any given point of time, you also have full awareness of how many people are in the store. So let's say you also want to understand, you know, you're running some promotions and you know how well is it doing. And to analyze that, you want to look at your weekly insights. So clearly, some of the busiest days of your week were Tuesday and Friday. So if you're running a special one-for-one free on Tuesday, you would know that that clearly has had some results. So let's say you want to also know, you know, at what times of the day do I need more help, right? So you can then look at the hourly analysis, which will tell you that the most busy times of a day are after 6 p.m. and like goes on until like 8 p.m., right? So this was really useful. This is really useful tool for my friends. So Rido, can you tell us what was the architecture behind this solution?
Sure. So to create the solution, we use, of course, .NET. And let's start with the IoT device. So this device is a Raspberry Pi 2 running Windows 10, and it allows me to deploy my Windows 10 universal Windows applications to this small device. And these applications are also built with .NET. What is really special is that we are able to compile the .NET Core code to the ARM chipset. So we are able to run a native version of my code that was written on C#. This code will send a message in a JSON format to our web API. This is an ASP.NET Core application running on the full .NET framework. And this web API is going to do basically two things. The first one is to talk with the DocDB. DocumentDB, it's a highly storage system available in Azure that will help you to create a system like this one, and it's storing the JSON documents. So the conversation that we have with this system is just to insert one event, read different events, and calculate the data so we are able to show in the charts that Karen showed you before. And the second thing that it's doing is just to talking with the Windows notification services to create new push notifications. So different devices like my desktop are subscribed to this channel. So every time we receive a notification, we will pull for more data and refresh the UI. And also I want to show you that we also have some tests that are also written in another flavor of .NET, that is the .NET Core. And this will allow me to run these tests in another OSs, for example, Linux. And I'm going to show you how to hit this web API from a Linux shell. And all of this works with sharing some code. And the code that we are sharing is our model. So
yeah, so this is exactly what I spoke about when I was talking about .NET Standard. So model is a .NET Standard library that is targeting .NET Standard version 4.1.4. And that works across all these components that you see right now. So it works with UWP, which is running on our IoT and desktop. It also works with the full .NET framework, which is running on our web API server. And it also works with .NET Core. So this is the versatility that .NET Standard gives you, that it works across all of these different platforms.
Yep. So now let's see the code. And let's see this in action in Visual Studio. So let me switch to VS. Here it is. Here what we have is Visual Studio 2017. This is the latest version of Visual Studio. And we have a solution here with 5 projects. Let's start with the model. This is the .NET Standard 1.4 .NET Standard library that will be consumed by all the other projects. And what we have here is just a simple model where we are describing our solution. So we describe one class, this is the shop sensor event, where we have an ID, we have an event type that will indicate if someone enter or leave the store, and we have just a date time. And think about this, this is just the same code that you wrote a long time ago with the same types, well-known C# types, and this code is being compiled to ARM chips and be able to deploy to this small device, and at the same time can run on the cloud, or can run in Linux, or can run in Windows. So the next thing that we are going to show you is the web project. Here we have a couple of services, the DocumentDB repository. This is the class where we are talking with the DocumentDB. And if you are not familiar with the DocumentDB, let me show you real quick how it looks like. So here's the Azure portal. I already created the instance of my DocumentDB. And here we can see the different activity that we have. And I can use the Document Explorer to see the kind of documents that we are storing. So if we click in one of those, you can see that we have the same properties that you saw in the C# code. So the event type and the event time. And here are all the events that we have from our IoT devices. The next service that we use in the web service is the push notification service, just to trigger new push notification every time that someone enters or leaves the store. But the real logic lives in the controller. The controller is where we are defining the REST endpoints that we are publishing from our services. So you will see that we have the GET, so we can get the list of all the events that I have in some days. We also have the POST. This is where we are creating the item and creating the push notification. And then some methods that will help us to calculate things like the number of events by day of week. And as you can see here, we are using link queue queries. And these link queue queries are using the types that are defined in our .NET standard library. So this is another example of how easy it is to share code across different frameworks. And we also have the IoT device project. This is this project. This is a universal Windows platform, the same as the client. And here in the client, you will see that we are following the model view, view model pattern. And this pattern makes really easy to navigate through the code and understand where is the logic. So let's take a quick look about how are we counting the number of people in the store. So we are getting all the events that we have for today. We calculate the last time, so we are able to show how much time elapsed from last event. We count the number of people that enter, the number of people that exits, and just subtracting, we can update the UI with the people in the store. And finally, let me show you the test project. This is another project that you can create in Visual Studio, but you can also edit this project in another IDEs. And because this is truly cross-platform, I'm going to show you how we can run these events from the Linux shell. So I'm going to use this test. This is a XUnit test where you can see the fact method. And I can open the Ubuntu shell. This is the new Windows Linux subsystem for Windows, so no emulation. This is running real Ubuntu binaries here in my Windows machine. And what I'm doing is that I can use the .NET command. This is the .NET command line tool that I will use to interact with my C# code from Linux machines. And I will run the tests that are living in this project. So now, if everything works, this command is going to build my project inside the Linux system. Remember that this is the same code that I can edit with Visual Studio. And one that it's built is going to start the execution. And if everything goes fine, I will see the notification here.
That's awesome.
And finally, just to highlight that Visual Studio is the tool where you can write the code, debug the code, and will help you also with the deployment. So for example, if you want to deploy the website to Azure, you just right-click, publish, and we offer a wizard that makes really easy to publish this ASP.NET Core application to Azure. The same with the IoT device, so just right-click, deploy, and you can deploy your code to this small device, or if you want to deploy to desktop or any other device, you can also do it like this. So with this, I think that you have a good idea about what you are able to do with .NET. It's a rich platform that will help you to reuse your skills, your code, and most important, your binaries using .NET standard library across different platforms, different devices. You can use Visual Studio to create these projects. Visual Studio is a great IDE. It's optimized for cloud and device workload, so it makes really, really easy to share code and deploy to the cloud, deploy to devices, debug, and do everything in between.
Yeah, and everything we saw today in action, you can download the code from GitHub. That's the link to the GitHub pages. We have tons of awesome build sessions in Build 2017, and you can watch all of that on Channel 9. And if you would like to learn more about how to build great UWP apps, you can continue doing that at Microsoft Virtual Academy online.
Sure. So here you have our Twitter handle. So if you want to ask any questions, I hope you enjoy the show. And thank you.
Thank you.